Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Thomas Walter, a German lawyer known for his involvement in prosecuting Nazis, has called for an end to the prosecution of Nazi criminals. So I thought, well, let's go to the chief Nazi hunter himself and find out, does he agree with this? Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning to all of the listeners.
It's so lovely to speak to you, Dr. Zuroff.
Happy New Year.
And to you too.
Chag Sameach, Chanukah Sameach, as we say in Israel.
Thank you, and to you too. All right, so where do we stand with this? I mean, what's your thought on prosecuting Nazis?
Okay, so first of all, the issue with prosecuting Nazis is not their age. It's their mental and physical health.
Yes.
If someone is healthy enough to face trial, they should be brought to trial. These are people who tortured people who were even older than they are now, without a second thought, without any mercy. And these are people who deserve to be brought to justice, to have their crimes exposed, first of all, to their families, who usually have no idea what they did. And that, in sometimes, is actually the most painful thing for them.
Yes.
That their families, they reveal that their families understand that they're married to sadists, to murderers, to people of the worst kind.
Yes. I mean, this comes at the same time as the Netherlands, the central archives of the Special Jurisdiction Courts. They've got all these documents. 425,000 Dutch individuals have been accused of collaborating with the Nazis during World War II. They become accessible tomorrow. No, what's today? Today's Thursday. They become accessible today. The Netherlands is releasing them into the public domain. And imagine, I mean, that is proper karma, is when your children find out that you were a Nazi collaborator. I mean, is that justice? Do you think that would be justice, Dr. Zuroff?
That depends how these documents are handled, and it depends whether or not the crimes and the identity of the criminals will be publicized. In other words, it's one story if they are not publicly, you know, publicized. And if you want to find out about someone, you have to go look into an archives, and most people don't have the patience to do that. But if it's publicly, you know, brought to the attention of the public in the media, then that's a whole different story.
Yeah. So according to this article that I'm reading, it used to be that only researchers could access it. Researchers, direct descendants, and others directly involved. So starting from today, the physical archive will be open to all visitors. And once that happens, it's a matter of time before it is no longer physical. It's actually digital archive. Because everything's going to get digital and makes it accessible to the whole world. So maybe, I mean, I think you and I might have even had a conversation once about Adolf Hitler and how he died. And there is this theory that he didn't die in the bunker, and that he escaped to Argentina. Do you remember that conversation? And I said, wouldn't that have been the most wonderful karma, because he would have lived to see the establishment of the State of Israel? And
First of all, that's a nice Bubba Meisa. You know what a Bubba Meisa is?
Yes, Zederetz, yes.
A tall tale. Hitler died in the bunker. There's no other version that has any validity.
Interesting, yes. Okay. So, all right, so you say that in terms of prosecuting Nazi criminals, you know, because they're older, it's not so much about the visuals, but it's about their mental health. So what sort of
mental and physical health?
And physical health. So
there was a debate now in Germany about the ability of a guard from Sachsenhausen to stand trial. And the doctor submitted a report which said that he wasn't able. But the lawyers who want to prosecute him said that they read the report and they said it was full of flaws. And they went to a higher court, and the court approved the trial. So apparently there might be one more last trial. But I mean, the point is, it's not a question of someone's age. It's a question of their ability to stand trial. And if they can stand trial, they should stand trial and be exposed and let the world know what crimes this person did. And that's what this person deserved. Because it's the least we can do to him. In Germany, there's no death penalty.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. That is where we leave it. Thank you, Dr. Ephraim Zuroff, Director of the Israel Office and the Chief Nazi Hunter of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Thank you so much, and I wish you and your family a wonderful 2025. And a hug.
I have Hanukkah to correct you.
Yes.
As of two months ago,
it's a former.
I've been retired. So.
Yes. So it's the former Director of the Israel Office, right?
What? Excuse me?
Yes, we'll get that for the next. Listen, you still have your knowledge and you still are a world expert. So whether you are retired or not,
by
us, you're not retired.
Whether I'm the director of the Wiesenthal Center or not, I have the knowledge and I have the experience, and I'm happy to share it with all our friends in South Africa.
Thank you so
much. And as I said, let's end it by Chanukah Sameach.
Thank you, and Chanukah Sameach to you too. So that is Dr. Ephraim Zuroff, Nazi Hunter Supreme. Can we call him the Supreme Nazi Hunter? I would say so. You want to get in touch with me? Please do. 061-895-1019 if you are local. Alternatively, get in touch with me on the international number, +27 61 895 1019.